Be Prepared by Gerard Foster. Episode 3, First Aid.
Help! Help! It's my girlfriend, Annie. I think she stopped breathing. Somebody help!
We've actually got a house viewing at 12.
Yeah, don't worry about that, Dawn. There's a life to be saved here. No, don't straddle her, Jason. She can't breathe as it is. No, Steve. Stevie, stop. What on earth are you doing?
What, I'm just loosening her clothing.
All right, get off her, both of you. She's a life-saving mannequin, not some sort of sex doll.
Ooh, she's wearing a bra.
Do you want your first aid badge?
Not fast, either way.
Well, you better make your mind up and put that phone down.
All right. I was just going to tell Mum what a great time we're having.
Yeah, well, Mum's gone away. This is my time now.
Oh, she's gone off somewhere with Linda again, has she?
Yeah, the Reading Festival. Thanks a lot, Dad.
Hey, come on, mate. We'll go camping another time without all those bands and stuff spoiling the fun.
What, your dad wouldn't let you go to Reading, Jace? That's awful.
We've got the church fete on Sunday, Dawn. What could I do? I mean, we'd look pretty stupid turning up with no scouts.
Whereas turning up with one scout makes all the difference.
Well, it is a full turnout.
Yes, thank you, Steve. You see? I reckon he's getting the hang of this driving thing now.
Yeah, we're only 20 minutes late. Great driving, Steve.
Thanks.
Right, it's just along here on the left.
What, the pink one?
Oh, I don't believe it. There's another couple there with the estate agent. Where are you going? You've gone past it.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a space.
Oh, they're shaking hands. Hurry up.
Dawn, calm down. We'll be there in a second. Now, have you ever parallel parked before?
Steve, hurry up.
Right, I'll do the gear, Stevie. You do the clutch.
Oh, blimey, there's an ambulance coming now.
Yeah, well, let him pass then. That's it. And she's through. Now, follow that ambulance.
What? Follow it?
Now.
Right.
Miles, we've got a house to look at.
I'm aware of that, Dawn, but somewhere in this town there is an emergency situation and we've got as much right to be there as those paramedics. Clutch.
Steve, stop the car!
Dawn, get off the wheel!
Saving lives can be fun.
Shut up, Dad. I want to get out.
Right, I'm phoning the estate agent and I'm making an offer.
What are you talking about? I haven't even seen it.
You've driven past it.
I'm not buying a pink house.
Hey, eyes on the road, Steve. Come on, we're losing them.
Dad, tell him to stop.
Jason, relax. I'm a qualified first aider. The last thing I do is put lives at risk. Right, cut through the park. We'll catch him up that way. Come on, left. Come on, hard left. Go round the swings. Well done, Steve. That's excellent driving.
Just ease him out, gently.
Mind your backs, please, folks.
Sorry, excuse me. Miles Rummings, 26th Didcot, just to say we're on standby over there. Oh, and could my son Jason have a ride in your ambulance?
Have you got any 50 pences?
Oh, are you putting some music
just
on?
Just give me them, Steve.
Whoops! Blimey, what's up with her?
Time of the month, I think. It's always emotional. God. Ronan Keating, that is a bad sign.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just glad I didn't have that problem with Annie. Now, don't plonk her on the floor, Jace. Give her a seat.
Why do we have to bring her in anyway?
Because I'm not leaving her out in the car to get stolen. She's not cheap, that girl. She's a quality model.
Sorry, Miles, there seems to be a doll in my chair.
Ah, that was Jason.
Shut up, that wasn't.
Well, I'm off to the cars, eh? And I may be sometime.
Right, Jason, can you pass over that ashtray, please? Thank you.
Dawn, what are you doing?
I'm having a cigarette.
You don't smoke, Dawn.
I do now, Steve.
What are you talking about? You can't just start smoking again, for God's sake. I thought we were saving for a house. I thought we were trying to get you pregnant.
That's better.
Whew, well, I'm glad to be rid of that little lot. Hey, howdy do, Vicar. We all set for Sunday?
Ah, Miles, yeah, jolly good. Yes, do come along.
Oh, we'll be in the first aid tent, same as per.
Good news, actually.
What, you got the bouncy castle? That'll guarantee a few bruises.
Yes, exactly. There are safety concerns, so we've decided to ask the St. John's Ambulance this year.
Well, you know, by all means ask them, but there's no way they'll do it.
Well, the woman I spoke to said they'd definitely be there.
Right. Well, that's brilliant.
You're not too upset?
No, not at all. I mean, it'd be a pleasure to work with them. I mean, St. John's ambulance. That's real first aid.
Ah, well, I was thinking that you chaps would just take the day off.
What? You giving us a boot?
No, we no longer need you.
Well, it can't hurt us being there as backup to them, can it? I mean, why can't we all just muck in together?
Well, look, maybe next year we can come to an arrangement.
Yeah, and what if there's a drowning this year, you selfish sod?
Frankly, if that's your attitude, then you're not really welcome. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a funeral to conduct.
Well, hang on. You're banning us from our own church fate.
Can I get to the door, please?
No, you're not leaving, Vicar.
There is a man waiting to be buried.
Don't believe you. What's his name?
Philip Davis. Now, please, stand aside.
Well, Phil Davis from up the hill?
Yes, I'm afraid Phil passed away on Monday.
Oh, now that's fantastic news.
So he was a friend of yours, was he?
Phil Davis? Not exactly. No, his eldest son, Rob, is an old scout of mine.
Oh, right, okay. And he was a little sod, was he?
Rob Davis had more scouting know-how in one finger than a full-length gang shot of ordinary boys. He was amazing, you know, real boy wonder. Oh, I knew he'd come back and see me sometime.
Well, he's come back to bury his father, I imagine.
Yeah, well, he's not going to leave without saying hello, is he?
Hey! Rob! Robbie! It's me! Skip!
So that's boy wonder over there, I presume.
Oh, someone's jealous. Oh, my God, look at his baby.
This is my wife.
Jules, and the baby's name's Alpha. Yeah, I've read all your blurb on Friends Reunited. Hi, I'm Miles. You'll have heard all about me.
I don't think I have, no.
What are you doing here?
Oh, just passing, you know, one of those things.
Should we come out, Miles, or just stay put?
Yeah, out you come then, troop. Rob, Jules, this is Steve, this is Dawn, and that's Jason.
Sorry, can I just say you've got the most beautiful baby?
Dawn, don't crowd them. Rob's father's just died. Still, you weren't close, were you, so it's not a great loss.
I think maybe we should be getting inside.
Oh, right, yeah, come on then, let's get this coffin in.
It's fine, actually, these guys here are doing
it. No, it's okay, Robbie. Come on, Stevie, grab a corner.
Please don't touch the coffin.
Oh, right. Fine, no, we won't intrude. Hey, what are you doing later? You coming out for a few jars?
We're actually having a small gathering at the house. It's close friends and family only, I'm afraid.
Oh, right, yeah, no, absolutely, understood. But you don't mind if I bring this lot, do you?
Oh, isn't he gorgeous? Isn't he perfect? Isn't he just the most amazing thing?
So, you don't have any kids of your own, then?
Not as yet, no, but we're very much trying.
Well, take your time, darling. That's the fun bit, believe me.
Really? We're finding it a bit of a chore.
Yeah, well, children won't make themselves, will they, Steve?
More wine, anyone? I know I need it.
So you're allowed a few glasses when you're breastfeeding, are you?
Oh, God, no. I'm not letting him anywhere near them. No, these are for Rob and Rob only.
Absolutely. I mean, lucky Rob.
Well, I'm a firm believer in breastfeeding, actually.
Yes, you will have to get pregnant first, I'm afraid.
Yeah, perhaps you should just slow down a little, Miles.
Gordon Bennett, I was only showing off my knots.
Yeah, it did take a while to untie my mother.
Well, what can I say? I'm good at knots. Hey, Stevie. Have I told you what a fantastic scout Rob was?
You might have mentioned it once or twice.
I mean,
yes.
I could tell he'd be a doctor when I saw him with Annie. Not like you, almost assaulting her last night.
Well, maybe we should be making a move.
Well, you go if you want to, mate. Me and Robbie are talking. Hey, I tell you what, Robbie. Let's team up on Sunday. It's us v St. John's at the local fete.
Oh, I thought we were just going to leave it to them. I mean, like you said, they are the experts.
Yeah. Experts at getting into concerts for nothing.
Well, they get into gigs.
Yeah, front row freebies. When I think of the money I've spent on Bruce Springsteen, well, we'll show them Sunday. The old double act, eh?
Absolutely.
No, not you, Steve. Me and Robbie, yeah? You'll be there.
Oh, I imagine Rob will be due back in London.
Yeah, first thing tomorrow.
Yeah, that is such a shame.
Help! Help! It's my girlfriend, Annie. She's stuck inside a burning building.
Wow. There is actually smoke coming out of that window.
Miles, there's smoke coming out of that window.
Yeah, I told Annie that Barbie was for outdoor use only.
What, you've lit a barbecue inside our bedroom?
Don, relax. What's the worst that can happen?
You set fire to our bedroom, the whole house goes up.
Well, you'd better get in there and put it out, hadn't you?
Well, go on, Steve.
What, it's Jason first, surely.
Steve, our house is burning down.
Well, what are you trying to send me in there for? Go on, Jason, I'm sure it's fine.
Shut up, I'm not doing it. Call 999.
What? And let them get their names in the papers? No way.
Oh, for God's sake, Steve, don't just stand there. I've got sentimental items in that room.
What, pictures of other people's children, you mean?
Yes.
Look, there is actually someone's life at stake here. No, Jason, put that mobile away.
But there's smoke coming out the window.
It's fine, but it won't be if we stand here and wait for the cavalry. I mean, you know how long the fire brigade take to turn up these days. Oh, I mean, neighbours must have called them.
Well, you better just hope they've got here in time.
Oh!
Miles, what are you doing?
I'm going in, Dawn. I'm not letting no fireman get his hose out on Annie.
Well, use the front door.
All right, all right. There you are, you see? It's just a bit of...
Steve, get out to that bedroom.
All right, I'm going.
Oh, there. Yeah, keep low to the stairs. That's it. And try not to breathe. Oh, you may need to turn the sausages.
That's Hetty. She's my friend Sophie's little girl. That's Gwyneth Paltrow's baby. I didn't take that one. That's a baby I saw in the park.
Yeah, fascinating, Dawn. Well, we best get on, eh?
Do you think I might get some sort of medal?
What, for letting your friend almost set fire to your house?
No, for rescuing Annie from a smoky building.
Yeah, you didn't have to take your time over that.
Sorry, I was expecting some appreciation. I mean, it was me that went up there and sorted it out.
Well, Rob wouldn't have thought twice, that's all I'll say.
Yeah, well, Rob's gone back to London, hasn't he? So we're going to have to just get by without him.
Do you think they might send me a photo of Alfie?
BP1 to BP2, I've got an emergency amputation in Holland and Barrett. Now, I've given him some arnica, and I'm about halfway through, but we might want to think about calling an ambulance.
Miles, what the hell are you talking about?
I'm just testing the equipment, Dawn. Where are you? Over.
Just having a quick look through mother care. Over.
Dawn, we're on a serious first aid patrol here. It's not an excuse for a spot of shopping. Hey, what do you think of this top with this skirt?
Yeah, it's really you.
It's not for me, it's for Annie, you wally. I mean, I want it to be attractive, but not tarty. What do you reckon?
Well, it'll certainly show off her legs.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Right, now you pay for these, and I'll see you in fishnets.
We've done well there, Jason. Nice couple of rompers.
You pregnant then, miss?
No, I wouldn't be smoking.
Do you want one? No, thanks.
Good boy, you stay that way. Anyone offers you one, you just say no. You never drag a mind, just see what it's like.
No, that's all right, I don't smoke.
Well, you're stronger than me.
BP1 to BP2, there's been a 3-car pile-up on the A34, over.
Yeah, we're just in the cafe, still reading you, over.
No, this one's for real. I think Jason should be there.
Look, I'm sure they can manage without us barreling up there.
Dawn, get to the car now. This is a genuine emergency. Oh, and grab us a couple of donuts on your way over. Over.
Oh, sorry, Steve. I didn't think you'd want one. Wait a minute. Bring it up. Stop the car now.
What?
Stop the car, Steve.
But what about the accident?
Stop the accident. That's Rob and Jules over there.
Oh, my God, it's that baby again.
Well, we've gone past them now.
Stop the car!
Bobby! How you doing? What happened to London?
A change of plan. We're just, doing a spot of sightseeing.
Mr and Mrs Davies? Hi, I'm James.
Hi.
So, let's go in and have a look around.
Hello, hello. What's going on here, then?
Well, Jules and I are thinking of moving a bit nearer to my mother. You know, now that Dad's dead, she's going to
need... Hey, that's fantastic news! You know, I always said you'd come back to me, Robbie.
And this is the kitchen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can see you in here, Rob. Coming down in your dressing gown on a Sunday morning. Jules at the cooker there, frying up some brekkie. Me in the corner, with me godson, Alfie.
I don't think...
Nah, I'm only winding you up, mate. I mean, most weekends I've got Jason on my hands, so if I did stay over, it would have to be weekdays. Hey, look at the garden. I could live in that shed.
Actually, could I live in that shed?
I think it might get a bit cold in the winter.
Well, I presume there's some sort of spare room upstairs.
There certainly is, yes. Let's take a look.
Hey, Stevie, what a place, eh?
Yeah, it's great. I'm really beginning to like Rob a lot.
Well, really?
Absolutely.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Why don't we offer him assistant leader?
Well, hang on, no. I mean, I'm assistant leader.
No, you're an assistant leader. There's always room for another.
Yeah, we have only got the one scout, Miles.
Stevie, I've got big plans for this troop. I need young, strong, successful, vibrant people around me.
Well, that's me and Dawn.
Yeah, of course it is, mate. Yeah.
And this is the master bedroom.
Shh, Alfie, be quiet.
Do you want me to hold him?
No, he's fine. He's just hungry.
Oh, he's going for my breast, look.
Sorry, can you let go of my baby now, please?
Well, that's the full tour then. So, what do you think?
It's nice, isn't it?
Perfect.
Yeah, it's just what we're looking for.
Well, go on, make an offer.
No, we'll sleep on it for now, I think, but yeah, I'd say we're definitely interested.
Yes, actually, we might be interested in buying.
What, this place? You're joking.
Yes, well, out of your league, sir.
No, actually, if we just juggle a few investments, I don't think the asking price should be too much trouble.
So that's a formal offer?
Yes, it is. $350.
No, hang on a minute. Rob saw this first.
Yeah, well, Rob didn't put his money where his mouth is.
Well, all right, then. We'll bid 351.
Fine, 352.
All right, 353.
All right, 359.
You're offering 359.
Look, Steve, this is crazy.
All right, give it to Rob. Rob can afford it. Isn't Rob just such a great guy?
I knew he'd crack first. Hey, welcome home, Robbie. Now, can we have a quick look inside that shed?
Do you want a sip of my cider, Jace?
No, we'll stick to lager, thank you, Dawn. Well, here's to Rob's new house, eh? Cheers.
OK, question one.
Here we go. Come on, Jace.
In popular music...
Oh, blooming hell.
What was the name of the West End musical based on the Songs of Madness?
Oh, I know this one.
No, don't worry, Stevie. I'll just text Rob.
Isn't that cheating?
No, of course it's not, Dawn. I mean, he'd be on our side if he was here, wouldn't he? It's just a shame his mum wouldn't let him come out.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it wasn't Baggy Trousers.
Steve, it's fine. Rob will know this for sure.
Our house. It was our house, Miles.
No, Rob saw it first, Steve.
No, the West End musical.
Well, I'll just check with Rob.
Jason, put down our house.
No, not yet. Here we go. Told you we'd know. Right, the answer is... Sorry, I'm busy.
I don't think that's the answer, Miles.
Well, Rob lives in London. I think he should know.
Night then, Dad.
Yeah. Sweet dreams, son.
Dad, you know what you were saying about the St John's ambulance?
Oh, ignore all that. I was drunk as a gaylord. They're a credit to the community, everyone.
So you wouldn't mind if I joined, then?
Well, you haven't got time, mate, what with school and scouts and so on.
I could always give something up.
What, give up school?
No, give up scouts.
Jess, it's not all concerts and fireworks, you know. There'd be leaky old ladies and disposable gloves.
Do you think they do festivals?
You're not joining, and that's final.
That's not fair. You're holding me back.
I'm not holding you back, Jace.
Yes, you are. I mean, all I'm saying is I just want to help people.
Well, I haven't seen much evidence of that so far, Jason.
I do want to help people. I love first aid, and you won't even let me because I'm the only scout you've got, face it.
All right. Fine. You pass your first aid badge.
What, and then I can join?
Well, I won't stand in your way, will I? Let's just see how keen you really are.
Jason, I thought you were into this.
What, delivering a baby in the back of a cab?
Standard emergency training, mate.
Where was it you wanted?
Oh, just keep driving.
Actually, sorry, this feels a bit silly.
Oh, come on, Dawn, you can keep your jeans on. Now, Jason, put your hands in between her legs there.
Shut up.
No, I'm sorry, Miles, but this stops now.
Stevie, we're just trying to get Jason his badge here.
This isn't in the first aid badge.
It is now, son.
That's 47.20, mate. Call it 50.
Stolen a crow's, Dawn. You strung it out long enough.
Well, I wanted to get it authentic for Jason.
What, including the fag break halfway through?
Cheers, mate.
Is that my first aid badge? Done now, Linda?
Not quite, no, Jason. We've still got the fate.
And the Fair Trade refreshment store is now open for business.
Just a reminder, in the event of any mishaps, the 26th Dinkert will be pleased to assist you.
Alternatively, there's a St. John's ambulance unit. They'll be ready and waiting next to the pig roast.
Come and have a free go on Annie. We're conveniently situated behind the bins.
Ladies and gentlemen, please ignore the loud hailer.
At least I don't bury people for a living.
Okay, quick team briefing on the task in hand. Now, obviously, we all hope the day passes off safely, but if there is some sort of incident, let's get there first. Dawn and Jason, you'll be patrolling the stalls. Look out for splinters, bee stings, bruises. It's a lovely day, something's bound to go wrong. Now, myself and Rob will be covering the bouncy castle, and fingers crossed it won't happen, there's always the gravel pit.
Rob's not here yet.
He will be.
Well, I doubt it, so maybe I could buddy up with you.
I'd love to, Steve, but we need someone on Annie. There's kids here who'll grab her at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm going to be missing out on the action.
Steve, why are we here?
To serve the public.
Exactly. So, everyone except Steve, let's go and be heroes.
Shouldn't we be patrolling?
Oh, stop that for a laugh. Hey, I wonder who's headlining at Reading tonight.
Marilyn Manson.
Oh, yeah? She's great. Do you want one, Jace?
No, that's all right, I don't smoke.
Don't you just want to drag?
No.
Go on, it's all right.
No.
Go on.
No.
Go on.
All right, I'll have a drag.
You see, I knew you were after one. Go on, one suck and that's it. There you are. See, it's horrible, isn't it?
Is he all right?
Oh, yeah, he's fine. He's
What'd you give him that fag for?
I wasn't give it to him. I was trying to get it off him. You know, I've told you time and time again, you are too young to smoke, Jason.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah, well, that'll terrible. Teach you.
Yeah, you tell him.
Oh, look at that.
Excuse me, make way, St. John's ambulance coming through.
Oh, he's fine. Honestly.
Stand back, please. Right, what's your name, son?
Oh, no.
OK, not to worry. You let it all out. Now, is your mother or father here at the
You realise I had to publicly thank that woman and make a donation? I mean, what were you puking for anyway, Jace?
Oh, I think it must have been the pig roast, eh, Jace?
Well, I'm all right, and I had most of its colon.
Oh. Well, maybe I should take him back to ours for a lie down.
No, Rob's on his way. I've just called him out.
What'd you do that for? I'm better now, aren't I?
Yeah, well, just make sure you're not when he gets here. I told him you were in all sorts of pain.
Miles, don't panic, but there's a bit of a problem.
Now, did I not tell you not to leave her unattended? I mean, look at her, Steve. Just look at her.
Sorry.
Sorry? Is that all you can say? Annie is floating in the middle of a gravel pit with her legs in the air and her knickers round her ankles. I mean, God only knows what they've done to her, Steve. But if any part of that doll is not working, there'll be trouble.
Are you going to rescue her, then?
I'm not, no. Steve is.
Well, hang on, no. I can't actually swim.
Oh. Right then, Jason, vest and pants.
I'm not doing it. I can only swim 25 metres.
Well, it's 25 there and 25 back.
Sharp, you rescue her. She's your flipping girlfriend.
Right, you failed your first aid badge. And Stevie, you're sacked.
That's what? Not fair.
No, please.
Too late,
I'm
mate.
Sorry.
Too late, mate. I've got Rob now, haven't I?
Well, Rob doesn't even want to be in the scouts.
Yes, he does. And what use are you anyway? I mean, you can't even swim.
All right, I'll try.
No, don't bother now. Stevie!
Oh, help! I can't swim!
Bloody hell. This is a real emergency. Jason, go and find a reporter.
Oh, no, it's all right. It's quite shallow, actually.
No, Steve, for God's sake, just stay where you are. And Jason, don't just stand there. Go and get me a crowd.
Hello there, Alfie. Oh, you're a good little boy.
Yeah, Miles said something about a problem with Jason.
Oh, no, that was nothing. So is Jules not with you?
No, she's gone back to London to catch up on some work.
Oh, poor little Alfie. Has Mummy deserted you?
No, she's gone back to London to catch up on some work.
Help, come quick, someone's drowning.
Oh, my God.
I'll take Alfie.
There's a bottle in the pram if he starts getting hungry.
Rob, I'm a woman. I've got everything he needs.
Steve, just get back in the water.
There's people coming.
Oh, blimey hell. Right, Steve, you lie there and pretend to be dead.
What?
Think of the PR, Steve. Think of the vicar. Come on. I'll do a few blows and then you come back to life. Only make sure you wait until they're over here, yeah?
Is he all right? He must be unconscious.
Excuse me. Ambulance coming through.
Back off, lady. I got here first.
Miles, it's all right. I'll take over here.
No, don't
worry, Rob, it's all under control.
No, come on, I'm a doctor.
Yeah, you save people all week. This is my time now.
Miles, this man is unconscious.
Actually, I'm fine.
Oh, well done, Steve. No, it was a demonstration. No, don't go. I haven't raised him from the dead yet. Rob, where are you going?
You're pathetic. You know that? I can't believe you're even allowed to be a scout leader.
Oh, no, I'm not. I was struck off a while ago, actually, but once a scout, always a scout. Same with you, Robbie.
Actually, no, it isn't. So just leave me alone, yeah? Don't follow me. Don't call me.
Can I Google you?
No. Just try not to think about me. It's over. Let it go.
No chance of you coming back as leader, then, is there?
You are joking.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous, isn't it? I made you, Rob.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I was more of a father than your dad ever was. I mean, you came to me as this little Cub Scout, and I brought you up, Rob, week by week. I showed you how to cook, how to camp, how to wrestle. And now you've grown away, and that's how it should be. But there's more little boys out there, and girls as well, and I can't do it all by myself, Rob. I'm sorry, I'm not Superman. I need assistance.
Well, I'm always here.
Steve, I'm talking to Rob.
We've actually decided not to move back after all.
Well, so come at weekends.
No. I'm sorry.
Okay, fine. You don't fancy rescuing Annie for us, do you?
How are you feeling?
Oh, I think I might be dying. Oh, God knows what diseases there are in that water.
Dad, you've just caught a cold.
No, I've had colds before. This is serious illness. It's probably that plague you can pick up from rats.
Do you want another brandy?
Well, if you think it'll help.
I'm sorry. You did what?
Well, it was only for a minute.
What, that you suckled somebody else's child?
No, I've told you. I just let him play with them. I just wanted to see what it was like.
What was it like?
Painful.
Good, serves you right.
That'll be Mum and Linda. I'll see you next week, yeah?
No, Jason, hold on. I got something for you. You know, just in case I don't see you again.
Dad, you're not going
to
die.
Yeah, well, that's down to you, mate. So, there you go. There's your first aid badge, son.
Does this mean I can join the St John's Ambulance?
Yeah, it does. Although we could always just go to the odd gig ourselves. I mean, we wouldn't even have to wear uniform or anything. Oh, but then again, it was the helping people you were into.
Well, maybe just going to the gigs would be all right.
And there'd still be time for scouting?
Yeah.
Well, night then, Jace.
Yeah. Night, Dad.
Come on then, give it a bit of willy. That's it. Hey-la.
In Be Prepared by Gerard Foster, Miles was played by Kim Wall, Dawn by Emma Amos, Steve by Barnaby Power, and Jason by Louis Dunsford. Rob was Robert Hasty. Jules, Colleen Prendergast. Mary, Susan Jameson. The vicar, Gerard McDermott. And the estate agent, Harry Myers. The director was Sally Avens.
Hey-la, hey-la, Shayla, hey-la, Shayla, hey-la.